Pozdravljeni, dragi moji, z vami sem ponovno Polona iz Maribora. Za nami je dogodek, ki se bo nedvomno pisal v zgodovinske knjige. Pa saj veste, o čem govorim, o širitvi Evropske unije, ki se je dogodila 1. maja. In že naslednji večer, se pravi v nedeljo 2. maja, smo okusili prvi glasbeni priboljšek na ta račun. Na odru jazz kluba Sačmo v Mariboru je nastopila ena boljših evropskih big band skupin iz Nizozemske. Vodijo Sean Bergin, ki se rodil v Južni Afriki, a od leta 73 živi na Nizozemskem. V amsterdamskem jazz klubu Beam House se že več kot pol stoletja srečujejo izvrstni glasbeniki iz raznih držav in različnih kontinentov. Tam so se srečali tudi člani Seanovega benda, ki nosi zanimivo ime – Sean Bergin's M.O.B., pri čemer M.O.B. pomeni My Own Band oziroma Moj lastni band. Na odličnem koncertu v Sačmu v Mariboru so predstavili svoj četrti album Mobile M.O.B. Sean pravi, da mobilni zato, ker so glasbeniki v bendu vedno mobilni. Kot vas večina verjetno ve, je za to vrstno glasbo povsem normalno, da glasbeniki igrajo v različnih zasedbah in nimajo vedno enakih prostih terminov za koncerte. Vendar je po Seanovih besedah zasedba, ki je nastopila v Mariboru, najboljša možna kombinacija. Da je Sean resnično eden izmed top saksofonistov našega časa, dokazuje tudi Holland Jazz Award, ki jo je prejel leta 2001 kot najboljši saksofonist. Enako nagrado je letos prejel Tobias Delius, drugi saks skupine, ki jo tudi sicer sestavljajo sami zvrstni džezeri, mnogi izmed njih tudi nagrajeni s podobnimi nagradami. Od Frankija Douglasa na kitari, Alexa Maguire na pijanu, Mary Oliver na violini in ostali, da ne naštevam sedaj vseh. V svoji sredini imajo tudi legendarnega bobnarja Hana Beninka, ki je svoj prvi album posnel pred natanko 40 leti, takrat z Ericom Dolfijem. Seanom sem po koncertu govorila o koncertu samem v Sloveniji in o njegovi glasbi.
Hello, Sean.
Hello, Polona.
Who actually are Sean Bergin's My Own Band? Please introduce us yourself and your band shortly.
Okay, I'm Sean Bergin. I'm from South Africa, but I live in Holland, in Amsterdam, actually for 30 years now. And I'm a saxophone player, composer. I also play accordion, concertina, and I like to sing. I used to play with different groups, and some of the people who play in this band, and I played with the ICP group with Michel Merenberg and Han Bennick and different other bands. And one day my friend Ernst Reisiger, he's not in the band now, but he used to play as a cello player. He said, why don't you start your own band? Because I was writing music for different groups. So I thought, well, I'll start my own band, M.O.B. So that's how it started. And then I asked some of the people to play, like Han and Ernst and Eric, the trumpet player, Jan Willem, who I played with in other different... We'd played together in different formations. So then I got the band together, and this was like 1987. And it's nice to be here now. We're doing a little tour. And it was very nice today. We came here to Maribor, and we have beautiful food, and it's a lovely surroundings. It looks very nice and green, and it's springtime, and the flowers are out. So we are in a good mood.
How did the audience respond today in Maribor?
They were fantastic. They really were listening and enjoying it, and it makes us feel good when the audience comes, and it was nice and full, and we had a really enjoyable concert.
Are musicians who plays in your band changes during the project? At one time there are more of them, and at the other time there are less of them. Is that so or not? Because here in the CD,
yes, well,
is more.
This CD was the idea of the mobile band, is a band that's moving. So if somebody cannot play, then somebody else can play. So this is how we do it, because it's almost sometimes very difficult to get everybody together. And if it works out, which is very nice, then everybody can play together. Other times we have to change. I prefer it with this combination, because this is the original combination and we know each other well. We can improvise, we can go from one tune to the next tune without even speaking about it, you know.
And did you play together at Beam House in Amsterdam?
Yes.
There you met each other?
Yes, well, the Beam House used to be a very small club, and they used to have jam sessions on every Monday. I'm talking about 1970s. Amsterdam was a good school as a place, and the Beam House was one of the places where you could meet. And there it's like a learning process, and after all the years you get together and you play with each other, and you know, things go from, you know, they just carry on moving in a way.
How does tour preparation for 11th musician looks like? That's quite a lot of people. I think it's quite a lot of equipment.
Well, no, we don't. We play acoustically, and so we don't use many equipment. And usually, when we travel, we ask the organizers to organize a bass for us and amplifiers. And we have this wonderful woman called Susanna von Kannon, and she helps us organize the tours. And she is very good at organizing. So without her, we would not be here. You need somebody to help the organization.
How would you describe your music that you played today? I know that such determinations are sometimes unsuitable and hard to define, but still, what would you say? I read or heard somewhere that your music is creative, improvised music, slightly mixed with African tradition and swing. Is any of this true or
yes,
is something
it is true.
Else?
Yes, I'm from South Africa and I grew up there. I left there when I was 24. So I grew up with the South African music and I played music with South African musicians, African musicians. That's one of the reasons I left, because of the apartheid. And we were not allowed to play together, although we always did. We played in late night clubs and after hours and in small places under the stairs where nobody, police would come and see us, you know. So that there's a lot of African influence. And then from coming to Amsterdam, the improvised music situation, and South African musicians seems to fit into improvisation, because African music is like improvisation a lot. It's they don't write it out, and they maybe just say, well, maybe we'll do this here and then we'll go over there and we'll do that there musically. So they have a oral, it's like in Africa there's not much written language, it's oral history and things like that, so people speak about it.
Privoščimo si glasbeni premor s skladbo Bohten Algemen. Thank you. Še vedno sem tukaj Polona, Seanom Burginom iz Nizozemske, saksofonistom, komponistom in vodjo skupine Sean Burgim's MOB.
Your last album are titled with Copycat. This is, I think, interesting name of CD. Is there any story behind it? Why Copycat?
It's like when somebody imitates, or like a pup, like a parrot. You know, if somebody does something, then somebody imitates that thing. And that's how you kind of learn music in a way. You start to imitate somebody who you think is nice, so you copy that. Of course, you have to become yourself as well. You're not only just a copycat. And at that time, when I had a very nice cat, and he used to sleep on my stomach when I used to say, so I sort of dedicated the record to him as well.
For this album, you wrote the most of the music. So how does it look like your creative process? Is there much improvisations? Or is there a more well-considered music?
No, I write quite simple tunes, not too long, and with many possibilities to do something. And in the rehearsals, we play the tunes and we find what we can do with them. So then they might even change during the rehearsal. So I know the people in the band, so I will write something and I think this is a nice piece for him. So this is how it goes, actually. During the rehearsing period, we make the tunes. I come with the basic information and the music.
Is it for the kind music that you played a common thing to record an album live in different concerts?
I'm not very good in studios. I find them very cold. It's very hard. If you're sitting there and there's a microphone and no people, sometimes I close up a bit. To play live is, you don't always get the best sound, which is true, you know. And it's something that some people can learn. And we have a very good engineer who recorded this record and the other one, Dick Lucas.
As a composer, what kinds of liberties or limitations does such big band formations afford you?
Well, if I steal something, I try to disguise it, that somebody won't know that I stole it. And this is an art form in itself. And I'm very influenced by a lot of different things, you know, by the African music, by the jazz, all the great jazz players.
Which ones, for example?
I love all the players. Sonny Rollins, John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, I think is wonderful. Archie Shepp, Albert Ayler, Duke Ellington, Lester Young. And also I like Stravinsky and Bartok and Bach. Ray Charles and many things.
You are a Holland Jazz Award winner for the best saxophonist in year 2001. This year the same award won Tobias Delius, who also plays in your band. How important are such awards for you and for your music?
They're very important because you get exposure and you can make the band, you can work with the band more, which is always good for the band to work. So this helps you a little bit to sell it. The clubs like to book you then. If you have won the prize, then they will say, oh, we want you to play now because you've won the prize, so they know they'll get some public. So this is a good thing. Frankie Douglas won the prize as well a few years back. Han Bennick won it.
It sounds like an all-stars band to me.
Well, everyone is a wonderful musician. We play all styles. We mix everything, which is important, I think.
Sean Burgin je svojim bandom do sedaj posnel 4 albume in imel že nekaj turnej po Evropi. Povedal nam je, kakšne ima tokrat načrte za prihodnost, želi si posneti še 5. album in se konec leta morda vrniti v Slovenijo. Na koncert, seveda.
Then we go back to Holland and we're going to play in the Bim House on the 9th of May, which I'm going to record and make another new CD because some of the pieces we are playing now are new pieces that I want to put on another CD, which hopefully will be out in the autumn. Then we'll come back here.
Slišali smo intervju z nizozemskim saksofonistom in vodjem svojega lastnega benda Seanom Burginom. S tem se od vas poslavljam Polona, Sean pa se bo poslovil na svoj lasten način. Imejte se lepo.
Hi there, 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 hi there. Hi there, hi there. Goodbye.